Congratulations, you found the Her Sisters' house cache. This is the home of Augusta and Edward Tennyson from around 1920 to at least 1930. Augusta was Eleanor Mills' younger sister, the aunt to Eleanor's children, Charlotte and Daniel Mills, who visited here on the night of their mother's infamous murder. Keep listening to take an audio journey into the past and relive the morning of September 16th, 1922, when Augusta and Eleanor's husband, James Mills, first learned that two bodies were discovered on the outskirts of town.
There he goes, walking home, slow as a tortoise, as if he has no care in the world. That man's lack of consideration is astounding. Oh, but his ability to sigh after every bite of sausage and fried egg, that's intact. How could he have eaten breakfast at a time like this? And he waited till after I served him to tell me that he hasn't seen Eleanor, my sister, since Thursday night? Eggs over hard will do? That sap. Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. I know I'm not being fair, but it's just that Eleanor... Oh, Eleanor, what on earth were you thinking? A married rector? And after that coffee incident, I told her to stay away from the Halls, especially since Mrs. Hall is a jealous, spiteful woman. Ah, yes, jealous. You can see it in her eyes. Well, my sister caused a lot of jealousy because she did more work around that church than any of the other women in the parish, even the rector's own wife, which might very well be the cause of all the spite. I never mentioned this to you? Why, yes, Eleanor told me that at a small party given by Mrs. Hall that she started to drink some coffee, but at the first taste became ill, and that she immediately left for her home. She said she was greatly distressed by the liquid she had swallowed. Her words to me, as nearly as I can remember, were, "If I weren't sure that Mrs. Hall was my friend, I would think there was poison in that coffee." I swear, Ed, I will never understand my big sister. She's always been dramatic in her impulses, rash in her decisions. Don't look at me like that. A rational woman doesn't marry at 15 to a mug 10 years older than her. I remember when Eleanor said she was marrying that palooka James. Mother was enraged. But, if I'm being honest, also relieved. I mean, a marriage meant one less mouth to feed after all. Wow, I don't know how Mother did it. 11 children? Eleanor was... Geez, I don't know. I was born 7th in line, so I guess Eleanor was born 6th. Yes, 6th, directly in the middle. The middle child. That might explain a thing or two. Oh, the poor dear. Where could she be? Oh, goodness, the kids. I can only imagine what Charlotte and Daniel are going through. And that Charlotte, that little girl's intuition is strong. She knew something was wrong. I could see the worry written all over her face when the two visited the other night. Ugh, stupid me, all of my reassurance, my useless words. Now, Charlotte, I know your mother has been distant lately, maybe a little distracted with church affairs, but truly she loves you too endlessly, and when she comes back down from the clouds, I promise everything will be right again at home, right as rain. Ah, don't look so glum, Charlotte. You trust me, don't you? You trust that the Lord will shine down happiness on your family once again. My stupid, blind, placating must seem like cruel lies now. Oh, Ed, please tell me my sister will be all right. Please tell me I didn't lie to Charlotte when I said everything will be all right, please. Maybe that's Eleanor. Maybe she's calling from a hospital. Hand me the phone. Hurry. Hello? Yes, this is Augusta Tennyson. Yes, my sister is Eleanor Mills. What? Shot. Where were the body? This unidentified woman. Where was she found? Thank you for informing me. No comment at this time. Tell the boys to chase down their uncle. We need to tell James they found Eleanor.
Thank you for listening to Her Sister's House. Please don't forget to sign the logbook and carefully replace the cache and its contents for our next set of hunters. Ghost Hunt 2 was created by Thinkery in Verse and the New Brunswick Historical Society. Grant funding has been provided by the Middlesex County Board of County Commissioners through a grant award from the Middlesex County Cultural and Arts Trust Fund. If you like this hunt, try to find our 20 other geocaches and audio adventures waiting for you in New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Texas, and even Venice, Italy, all in locations relevant to the Hall Mills murder mystery of 1922. If you'd like to learn more about the lives of the characters in this famous double homicide, check out our podcast, Thinkery in Verse Season 1, That's How the Story Goes, free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or by visiting our website, thinkeryinverse.org, where you can also donate to the artists if you wish. Either way, happy hunting.